All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to our question of the day, inspired by Tyrese Halliburton going out there to New York and antagonizing the New Yorkers. What's your unpopular take that would get you booed? 713-572-4610, because you're not a Rasp guy, are you?
Of the 90s.
Yeah,
okay. I grew up on it.
Any red-blooded American male is a wrestling guy.
Yeah,
right. Like, yeah, I watched it, and I did a couple of choke slams in my day when I was 12 years old, and then maybe not so much. Shout out to the people who still do it because they are rabid, and they were out there for what was it, a 2-day event now?
Yeah, that's what it's becoming. All these.
Yeah, it seems like all these pay-per-view events are 2-day, three, just weekend events now.
That's right.
It was one night back in my day.
I know it.
You might get a good 3-hour event.
At least now, though, like I do have WWE Network just for the nostalgia. At least now, like back then, that was a big deal. We try to convince our parents, can we get the pay-per-view and it'd be like $60? At least now, you can watch these for free if you do subscribe to like the WWE Network or Peacock. So I will grant you that. That
they really got us, don't they? Yeah. You said you can watch for free if you subscribe.
Well, yeah, I know.
Mean?
Well, it's you're paying it anyways. It comes with the office and everything else you get to watch. It's thrown in there.
Yeah, if you got Peacock, I think you can watch it for free, right?
Yeah,
if you got
Peacock. And Peacock, they just up their prices by like 40%, so that's a whole other thing.
How about that free, baby?
Yeah.
How about that free? Anyways, send those in.
Sucker.
But yeah, Tyrese Halliburton was out at MetLife Stadium where they were having SummerSlam, WWE was. And if you'll remember, he was really antagonizing the New York Knicks fans in the Eastern Conference playoffs this past playoff season. And I guess they don't like him, which I get it. So they showed him up on the video board at MetLife Stadium. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of New Yorkers there. This is what they had to give to Tyrese Halliburton.
The two-time All-Star Tyrese Halliburton just underwent successful surgery for a torn Achilles tendon. Said he would not miss the opportunity to be here in the front row tonight.
Kaboo. Kaboos. And I got me thinking, like, what would get you booed like that? What's your take that'd get you booed like that? I do wonder if the one that I was talking about with you, the one that I, talked with Lopez about last week would get me booed in the idea that low-level football is the worst sport to watch at that level. Because I'll take lower-level basketball, lower-level baseball. Then once you don't have a quarterback of the, top 25 status, once you're talking about, like, with all due respect, UFL, I mean, they abandoned Houston anyways, right? So there's no longer going to be a Houston Roughnecks next year in the UFL. So they abandoned Houston anyways. I think I can talk crazy about them. I'm not watching UFL football over watching like lower level basketball. I think that one would give me booed. I think people especially love football in any iteration to a point where they will watch any version of football, whether or not it's actually good.
Yeah, probably, because I'm not with you on that. I would rather watch preseason. I don't watch spring football, but I will watch preseason football over like the summer league. And having watched or worked in minor league sports before, even refereeing over the years, like, I don't know, low-level basketball, even some low-level baseball when a guy can't throw it over the plate, I think there's a lot worse watches than maybe preseason football. But that could get you booed, especially maybe in this state. For me, I don't know. This is a great question. I was thinking about it. I mean, you could probably go back through the podcast of when I've been on the air in recent months and find plenty of examples of unpopular opinions. I would tell you, you said a turn of phrase earlier before we came on the air, and it sort of reminded me. I've had this argument with friends for years. We've done polls at weddings. Everyone seems to disagree with me. I know what the expression is, which is play it by ear. I intentionally say it wrong because it makes more sense if it was play it by ear. I don't know if it's going to get me booed because it's a grammar thing. I don't know if people care enough to boo on an expression, but I've had drag down arguments for years on this. It should be play it by ear, and that's how I say it because it makes more sense.
Y-E-A-R?
Y-E-A-R, yeah.
Yeah, why did that make more sense?
Because you're giving it, when people use that phrase, they're talking typically more about time. They're not waiting to hear something. We're going to play it by ear. Typically, it's like, let's see how things play out. Let's give
what
it a few days.
What do you think you're playing here?
Huh?
In the expression, in this metaphor of sorts, what do you think that you are playing?
I don't know, but you're giving it time before you make a decision. It's like, hey, you want to go to the movies this weekend? We'll play it by year. because you're giving it more time to see. I got to wait to see how I feel this weekend. Instead of ear, you're not waiting to hear anything. You're not going to sight read any music here. What is play it by ear? You're not sight reading any music to decide if you want to go to the movies this weekend or not.
I love this so much, man.
I love
man.
It so much.
Play it by ear. You're welcome. Start
play
using it.
Play it by ear. This is the funny thing is, I think if you say that, people might not even notice that you're saying ear.
No, they don't.
But in your mind, you're like, I'm right now.
Absolutely. And by the way, the stupid iPhone autocorrect. Every time I try to type play it by ear, they always autocorrect to ear. And I keep going back and forth. Ear, 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 ear. Drives me nuts. Change that.
This is so delightfully dumb. I love it. Somebody said, Jacob on the YouTube said, there's used to be that the Astrodome sucks and needs to be torn down, but now you wouldn't get booed by it. Yeah, no, I think a lot of people have come around to that thought process there. Fig, do you have one that you would get booed behind?
Yeah, and I said this a couple times during the, I guess, the duration of this show, just as long as I've been on the air. Mexican food is towards the bottom of my list whenever I'm thinking about going somewhere to get something to eat. Yeah.
Big booze.
Yeah. Boo me all y'all want. Boo me all y'all. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, I got a lot more foods I go to before I get to Mexican food. It's not bad, but I would go to Japanese food. I would go to Chinese food. I would go to Korean barbecue, Japanese barbecue, American food, Italian. I got this whole list before I get to Mexican food.
Whew.
So that's a tough one for me.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're definitely getting booed behind that one. From the 281, unpopular opinion, Texas high school football is a more watchable product than 80% of college football. That's a lot of college football that we're
talking about. High percentage.
I mean, that's big ups to Texas football or Texas sports and all that stuff. But man, I don't know if I watched that over college.
No, maybe like Division III. Are we talking all college football? Like
they said, 80% of college football. Which
nah,
I mean, look,
no, I can't do that.
Even if you're getting Division III in there, you're clipping off a decent amount of. Which I am interested in this. How many people would boo that? Because it does feel like, especially as the sport of college football has become more national and less regional, people are probably only consuming more than anything just the upper echelons, just like kind of the SEC game of the day, and then whoever the top 25 is. If it doesn't have a number next to the name, there's a low likelihood, I think, of people watching it comparatively. I do think that maybe we are seeing people watch a lot less of that 80% of college football.
Yeah, I think so. But I would also compare, like, obviously the football is great here, but it's always like the conversation people have of, can this college team beat this NFL team? And it's like, well, the NFL team's made up of all pros, where the college team has some. And I think it's similar, where as good as the football is here, you know, if you're talking about Division I football, those are all guys that can play Division I football, and that might not equal a better viewing product, but I think just the talent, as we were talking earlier about the importance of having good talent to make football enjoyable, the talent, obviously, it would be superior at the college level. So I don't know what I would put that percentage at, but it certainly wouldn't be 80%.
Some other opinions coming in that they would get booed. From Marcus on the YouTube, get booed because I think Tim Duncan should be ranked higher than Kobe. I 1,000% agree with that, actually. And I will not be taking any questions at this point, because Kobe fans, they're different. I'll just say that. In fact, I will go further. Like, if I really think about it, I don't believe that there was a point in time where Kobe was the single best player in the league. Yeah, bring that in.
Yeah.
That's not to say I don't think he's one of the greatest players of all time. If you think about it, things just kind of hit at the wrong times for him to be the single best player in the league. However, and people aren't trying to hear that.
Yeah, of course. People ain't trying to hear that. Yeah. They're trying to put him top three.
I know. I think.
Which, no.
I know. It's almost like a lot of times where people pass away and then, like, their music, they sell more music afterwards. And we just romanticize people after their passing. And I think the Kobe talk nowadays has really gone. The pendulum has maybe swung too far in a certain direction. He was a great player, of course. But yeah, some people have some crazy conversations about him.
Yeah. Keep those coming in. The various things, opinions that would get you booed. Because shout out to Tyrese Haliburton. Definitely took his fair share of booze, but he enjoyed it. Like, he actually got on social media afterwards, took the video, quote tweeted, and said, "Miss y'all too, New York," with the orange and blue emoji, heart emojis. He's like, leaning into his villain era.
Yeah, which he should do. It's perfect for wrestling, and it's good for, it's even good for the NBA and good for him. I like it. It used to be Trae Young there in New York. Now Tyrese Halliburton's public enemy number one. You know, at our steak night, we were doing like most overrated, underrated, whatever it was. Figgy, you said Bruce Springsteen is overrated for musicians.
Yeah.
That might get you booed.
Yeah.
At least among sports writers, 100%.
Yeah.
Or anybody from New Jersey. but I think Forrest Gump is a very overrated movie. Everyone seems to love that movie. Maybe that'd get me booed, but Forrest Gump to me is one of the more overrated films.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Now, we start talking about pop culture, you get into some real good overrated. Yeah. Or underrated type things that would really get you into trouble. Like our guy, B. Scott, who, again, I will remind you, he thinks that John Wick was a waste of his time. I am still amazed by that take.
That's the part I don't like. I don't like the waste of my time thing. It'd be one thing if he said, it was all right. It wasn't that big of a deal. I don't need to see two or three or four. But a waste of your time.
He thought it was a waste of his time. Somebody said 346 will get booed because they think Jeter was overrated. Oh, I'm with you.
Me too.
I'm with you there. Yeah. Like, I never gave him... All right, real quick. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to run and hide as soon as we say it. I think he should have given up shortstop when A-Rod came through.
Wow. Right,
you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610.
Good thing we ain't in New York.
Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including are Browns fans sick for this thing that they're doing? We'll do it next.